Couples applying for marriage licenses in Alaska have been presented with new gender-neutral forms.
Before it was bride and groom, now it's just party A, party B.
Philip Mitchell is head of the Bureau of Vital Statistics with the State Division of Public Health. When making the new form, he looked at marriage license applications in other states where same-sex marriage is legal, like Oregon, Washington, and Minnesota. He admits the new form is somewhat impersonal and says it could change in the next couple of days.
They could check on the bridegroom or spouse. And so then you could have a groom-groom marriage, spouse-spouse, bride-bride, and that would allow each couple to customize this as it best fit their circumstances.
Mitchell was listed as a defendant in the court case challenging Alaska's ban on gay marriage, but he knows how important the decision is to same-sex couples in the state.
Before, there was no legal document that tied them together for end-of-life decisions, medical care, and retirement and things like that. From that perspective, I think that's good for those people who weren't able to get married before in Alaska and now they can.
The state has Bureau of Vital Statistics offices in Juneau, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. Couples in other communities can apply for marriage licenses at a local court. After a three-day waiting period, couples can pick up their license, allowing them to get married. Mitchell says other state forms will also need to be changed.
I hate to rain on everybody's parade, but people who get married also get divorced. And our divorce certificate at some time will need to be changed to reflect more gender-neutral terminologies.
Mitchell says he's unsure what will happen to the marriage license application if the state is successful in its appeal to the judge's ruling. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.